Exclusive: Christian Knesset caucus head, Christian vote will tip election in Trump's favor. By Deborah Danon on August 20, 2020. The 2020 elections will be the most pivotal presidential elections ever. The head of a Christian Knesset caucus said in an exclusive interview with Breitbart News Wednesday, and will be determined by whether pro-Israel Christians will go out and vote. I don't believe the polls, the director of the Knesset Christian Allies caucus, Josh Reinstein, said. It's a coin flip right now, 50-50. According to Reinstein, the elections will be determined by the evangelical Christian community. I think that if Bible-believing Christians stay home, Donald Trump will lose, but if they go out and vote, he'll win. The evangelical bloc typically has low voter turnout, Reinstein said, as illustrated by the level of support former presidential candidates John McCain and Mitt Romney received. They often say, "We don't work in the wills of me. We'll stay at home and pray about it." Their vote will matter particularly in swing states such as Michigan, Pennsylvania, and Ohio, Reinstein said. The issue of Israel is foremost on the evangelical agenda, Reinstein revealed, and there has been no president in history that has been as supportive of Israel as Donald Trump. There have been very supportive presidents in the past, so that's a very bold statement to make. But he points a tally of pro-Israel policies that Trump executed with incredible speed, including moving the U.S. embassy to Jerusalem, declaring Israeli sovereignty over the Golan Heights, defunding the corrupt UN Agency for Palestinian Refugees, ceasing to refer to settlements as illegal, signing an executive order fighting anti-Semitism, signing legislation against funding terror and the anti-Israel BDS movement, killing the nuclear deal with Iran and normalization with Arab countries. One more item, which Trump has yet to declare, is the formal recognition of Israeli sovereignty over the West Bank. Support for Israeli plans to apply sovereignty were temporarily suspended with last week's U.S. brokered agreement to establish diplomatic ties between the United Arab Emirates and Israel. However, Reinstein predicts that before the upcoming election, Trump will make an announcement. I believe that right before the election Donald Trump will make a statement recognizing Israeli sovereignty over Judea and Samaria, Reinstein said, referring to the West Bank by its biblical name. Sovereignty is a very big issue for Christians and the one thing they're waiting to hear, he said. If you look at his track record, he's done all the big things that Bible-believing Christians want from him, Reinstein added. Last week's UAE deal was just the beginning, Reinstein averred, adding before Trump makes his sovereignty announcement we'll see a lot more peace deals. I think we're just seeing the beginning of the importance and effectiveness of the Bibi Trump doctrine, he said, referring to Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu by his nickname. That doctrine, Reinstein said, holds that a strong Israel brings peace. We're seeing that peace through strength, as Reagan would have it, is the only thing that works. And the UAE deal is an amazing success for both Prime Minister Netanyahu and President Trump because it shows that by empowering Israel you bring about peace, he said. Everyone said that every move that they've done, from moving the embassy to the recognition of the Golan Heights is going to bring more condemnation, strife, war, and we've seen the exact opposite. We've seen peace get closer to Israel. That runs entirely counter to what the Obama administration did, Reinstein added, which believed peace in the Middle East could only be achieved through placating the Palestinians and emboldening Iran. The UAE deal is one of the most decisive pieces of evidence that the Bibi Trump doctrine is really the most effective for bringing peace in the Middle East, Reinstein concluded. Josh Reinstein's new book, Titus, Trump and the Triumph of Israel: The Power of Faith-Based Diplomacy, is on pre-sale now on Amazon.